Hello and welcome to another episode of the Elevate podcast. For those of you that don't know me, my name is Sarah Hopkins. I'm a nutrition and lifestyle coach. And in this episode, my beautiful podcast co-host, Amanda Noga, who is an Ayurvedic specialist and yogi, will be interviewing me all about my brand new online fertility program, Luminous. So take a listen, and we really hope you enjoy the episode.
This is the Elevate Podcast, where we have conversations to elevate your health, relationships, and soul. I'm Amanda Noga. I'm a yoga and Ayurveda practitioner, and each week I'm joined by my co-host, holistic health coach, Sarah Hopkins. So let's dive into this week's episode.
Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome back to this very special episode of the Elevate podcast. You've got Amanda here and Sarah, and today I'm lucky enough to interview my beautiful friend, Sarah Hopkins. So for those longtime listeners of the pod, they will know a little bit about your story, your background. But for anyone that's just tuning in, here's what you need to know. Sarah, but let's see how well I know you. You had missing periods for 10 years, i.e., would you call that infertile?
Well, yes, you are infertile if you're not bleeding, if you're not having a regular cycle. But the medical condition is amenorrhea.
Yes. So amenorrhea for 10 plus years, then healed herself and healed her cycle, regained her cycle through the holistic methods that she now shares, and was about to go down the route of medicalized conception, sperm donor conception, until the father-to-be Iggy swooped in and impregnated her first time round. Obviously very fertile and ready to go by this stage. And boom, she was pregnant, had a beautiful, healthy baby, great pregnancy, great birth. And now Sarah has been sharing her experience and teachings and methodology with hundreds and hundreds of women and helping them to fall pregnant. And I'll just inject myself into the story. Sarah and I first connected as she was teaching fertility workshops at my yoga studio. And I can think off the top of my head of like at least 5 or 10 women that we know who fell pregnant soon after those workshops, which was really, really exciting for me to see the magic at work. So that's where we're at now. And now Sarah has a brand new course out to help even more women who can't be with her in the flesh. Am I right?
You got it.
Was that a good recap?
Yeah, you got it. That was really good. Succinct and accurate. You're 100% right.
So I guess I was thinking about it, and if I was in a position where I was struggling to conceive or struggling with, you know, missing periods or infertility in any way, the big thing on my mind, the big question on my mind would be, why is this happening to me and to so many other women that I know in person and that I see online? It seems to be a bit of a epidemic. I feel like that's a loaded word these days. But fertility is such a prevalent issue for so many women. I don't know what the numbers are, but I would say it's like 1 in 10 at least.
It's 1 in 5.
That need, oh my God, 1 in 5 women that need assistance to conceive. Would that be about right to say?
Yes.
And so my first question to you is, why is this happening? Maybe you can talk us through some of the common reasons why women are experiencing all of these hormonal imbalances and struggles with conceiving.
So, look, I mean, that's such a big, big, big question, and I could probably talk for 2 hours just in answer to that one. But I think that, you know, in essence, and, you know, this is the embodiment of an encapsulation of what I teach in the Luminous course, which we'll get to. But we are living, and you know, it ties into your teachings as well, which is why I think, you know, we are so aligned on so many things, man. But we, you know, we are living in complete disalignment from nature. We are, mm-hmm. at this point, we are so separated from nature. We are, you know, eating foods that are denatured and covered in chemicals, and we're eating foods that don't have the adequate nutrients for true health, which ultimately is what fertility is, an expression of health. We're, you know, covering ourselves in chemicals that interrupt our hormones. We're not eating enough, or in some instances we're eating too much. We might be fasting. We're extremely over-exercising. We're living in a world that's highly, highly stressful and has so much sensory overload and input. So we're so separate from what is synonymous with being healthy, that if we're not vibrating at a level of health, then our body is going to not prioritize fertility. Because I was saying this yesterday in a podcast interview, at its essence, our body, our animal body, we're a mammal on this planet like all of the other mammals and animals, and our biological imperative is to procreate. Now, our body at all times of the day and night is assessing our external environment and making decisions to prioritize things based on that. Now, if, you know, we're not getting adequate foods or the right types of foods, or if we're stressed or if there's too many chemicals there, the body is literally going to say, now is not a good time for conception. And that is going to reduce our capacity to conceive. So I think, you know, that is why there is an epidemic of infertility, to use that word that you said is contentious, is we're just living in this world that isn't particularly conducive to health. And mm-hmm. that means that, you know, our body is not receiving signaling that it is a good time for us to conceive, because it's not in the external world.
Yeah, we've become so disconnected from nature that we've forgotten that we are actually part of nature.
Exactly. And, you know, we need to be healthy. The body is not going to prioritize bringing another being that will be a parasite onto your body if there is, you know, perceived stress, danger, lack of food, lack of nutrients in your external environment. And, you know, having worked with hundreds of women, that's most women, that not eating the right foods, you know, not eating enough of them, you know, maybe more stressed than they should be. So I think, you know, I'm surprised by 1 in 5. I honestly thought that it would be more like 1 in 2 or 3.
Wow. I read somewhere recently that the two markers of a species that is in danger is a species that cannot, you know, easily conceive. And yep. a species that cannot easily birth without intervention.
Oh my gosh. And that's
so we're
in danger.
We are. So we've got the food component, you know, not eating food that is natural, that is, you know, nutrient dense or have nutrients at all, or that is, you know, even worse, like covered in chemicals and toxic, like you said, which is obviously not helping our hormones to regulate and to balance. We've got the lifestyle components of stress and, you know, overworking, being, oh, I'd love for you to talk a little bit about light and being how, you know, being bombarded with blue light and being disconnected from the circadian rhythm is totally messing up our hormones mm-hmm. and fertility. And then we've got the movement part. It seems like to me there's like three clear kind of camps. There's the movement where either over-exercising and stressing the body out even more with the type of fucking combat camp
F-45
classes that yes. people do. Yes. Which, you know, if I was a little soul looking at that experience, I wouldn't be thinking, oh, that looks like a nice place to come. Exactly. So we've got the movement, we've got the food, and then we've got the lifestyle stuff. So I think something that most people, I think, well, one of the things that's most interesting to me is, yeah, like I said, about light. And maybe you can explain a little bit about blue light, because that's something that we are all being exposed to, whether we like it or not.
Yeah. So, and look, when it comes to our hormones, which is ultimately, you know, I mean, fertility is, I guess, multifaceted, but there's, I guess, two main components. Obviously, there's idiosyncrasies with every woman, and I work with many women that are, you know, going through various, you know, stages of assisted fertility and IVF. But, you know, predominantly when it comes to fertility, there's two things. One is quality of eggs, which we can totally affect through food and lifestyle. And the other one is the balance of our hormones in terms of the capacity of the body to, A, you know, sort of create the egg or release the egg at the right time, and also create a nice little home for a fertilized egg, which is the second half of the cycle, right? So hormone balance and egg quality are the two main components of fertility that we want to work on. And when it comes to light, you know, it affects both of those things. And, you know, what we have created in this modern world where we're looking at screens all day and where we're living in brightly lit homes is that we are getting copious amounts of blue light, which is a light that we are only seeing in nature from sunrise until midday. So we're only getting roughly 6 hours of blue light in our natural, when we're, you know, when we're living in a natural environment, which is none of us. But now we're getting up to 18 hours of blue light in a day.
And that's isolated.
And isolated, because it should be blue and green. And so, you know, that blue light alone is going to promote the production of cortisol, and cortisol has a suppressing effect, I should say, on our sex hormones. And so so that's the first problem, is that we're getting way too much of that sort of that light. Blue light alone is not problematic. It's just that when we're getting it chronically for, you know, like three quarters of our sort of 24-hour period, that's where the problem lies. Mm-hmm. And then that will have a negative impact on our balance of estrogen and progesterone. And then from a sort of day/night perspective, and with our sleep, we're getting too much of that blue light into the evening, and then that is suppressing our melatonin production. Now, melatonin is literally the most amazing regenerative, healing, beautiful hormone that we produce endogenously. We produce inside of our body, and all of the IVF clinics use melatonin as a stopgap, or, you know, pretty much all of them use it to, at the beginning of women's cycles, to help them to improve egg quality, because there's research now that melatonin is involved in egg quality, which is like newsflash, of course it is, because it's like sleep, and sleep is where you're, you know, helping to build beautiful quality eggs. So just our relationship with light is affecting our hormone balance and our egg quality.
Hi guys, Sarah here. Just a reminder that we also have an Instagram page that we'd love you to follow along and keep up to date with new episodes and seasons as they drop. So you can follow us on the_elevate_podcast on Instagram, and we look forward to seeing you there.
I just thought of a funny thing that, like, you could post. It's like Netflix is making us infertile.
Oh my God, I love that. It's so true.
But it's true. It's like,
it is.
You know, we're sitting there on our screens all day, typically, if you're at work, you know, looking at a computer. And it's not just looking at a computer, it's the lights that come in, that are coming in to us from overhead as well.
Yeah, if you're in an office, all of the lights are, I mean, even in our house, all of the lights are blue.
Okay, so what can we do to, because I'm thinking, you know, someone might be there going, okay, I eat really healthy, I've been doing all the right things, I drink really good water, I do, you know, moderate good exercise, I move my body, I do maybe yoga, I'll go for walks in nature, whatever. This blue light thing, like, what am I supposed to do about it?
Okay, so the first thing is you need to go back to our episode on sleep and listen right to that. I can't remember what number it is, but it's in the first season. But, you know, obviously there is a module in my program that is dedicated to that. But, you know, simply we need to start to honor the natural light rhythms that exist in Mother Nature. So that's, you know, blue light in the first half of the day and then minimizing blue light in the afternoon. There's blue blocking glasses that you can get. There's glasses you can get for the daytime and then there's glasses you can get for the nighttime. And then I know you've got some really good strategies as well, Amanda, but, you know, using the evening as a time to read, connect with your partner, you know,
have sex, make a baby,
turn the lights off, maybe use candles or Himalayan salt lamps. And really once it gets dark, you want to give your body exposure to the darkness. It needs the darkness as much as it needs the light. And that one, I think that one's a hard one to do for a lot of people because they're really addicted to the Netflix and chill or addicted to the screens or, you know, whatever those stimulating devices are that they are tapping into every night. But, you know, that is really an important component when it comes to fertility.
So Netflix is making us infertile not only with the exposure to blue light, but it's also taking up all of our good lovemaking time that we should be using the nighttime.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Definitely.
Save Netflix for like maybe the days before you're about to bleed and you really just don't want to be touched.
Yeah, if you want to watch Netflix, then you have to, you can make your phone screen red, you can Google that, or you can wear like protective glasses. But, you know, I mean, the nighttime, early evening is the time that most couples, really one of the only times that most couples do have to connect intimately. And, you know, I know that it's a struggle for a lot of couples when they are really in that stage of trying to conceive, that sex can become a bit repetitive and a bit mechanical. So, you know, just finding that time to be together and connect is also going to make that easier.
Do you have any strategies around? I remember you talking once about a client that they had sex every single day for a whole year.
Yes, I remember
that
one.
But I was going to ask, do you have any strategies around how to manage that mental component of the, you know, added pressure of trying to conceive when it comes to connecting with your partner on like a, you know, ongoing basis?
Well, I think, you know, the first thing, I guess, you know, if you're doing IVF, then that's potentially less of a concern, although I guess there's hormones and things that sort of throw everything out. But if you're...
It's still a high-pressure situation when you're going through IVF, mentally, emotionally, physically.
Yeah. I mean, look, I was going to say, you know, if you're tracking your cycle and you know when your fertile days are, then you really shouldn't be having sex. But maybe it's a good idea to not have sex too much outside of those times to just, you know, give yourself a break and some sanity around that. But I think, you know, the most important thing apart from managing your own nervous system so that you're not so sensitive and stressed out, because I think that's the biggest problem with most women once they have been trying to conceive for a while, is that their brain turns into like this robot that is just focused on having a baby. Like they become,
and it can
obsessed.
Be all consuming. Yeah,
and it's really hard. Like, I know there's like this, I mean, this is another conversation that I was having yesterday with someone, but, you know, oh, just relax and it will happen. I mean, it's not as simple as just relaxing, but, you know, it is really important to be managing your nervous system and really thinking about all of the different areas of your life that might be creating the stress, like you were talking about before with exercise and, you know, maybe sitting down all day, and there's lots of other things, and really being mindful of trying to, you know, give yourself more space, like really treat yourself like you are sort of extra stressed already, because that you need to really give your nervous system that opportunity, because you're already in that sort of mental emotional state where you are creating a stress response for yourself. And then I think the other thing that most couples would probably benefit from doing, and this isn't explicit in my course, but I think it's a really good question, Mads, is having fun together. Like, and doing something that isn't about that, you know.
Yeah, and, totally.
And that could be like going for a bushwalk. I mean, you know, anything that's done outside in nature is probably also just going to be really good for fertility in general, just getting outside, getting the natural light, whatever time of day it is, getting back to nature. I know it sounds cliched, but that, you know, doing things that you both enjoy doing and that provide you with levity together as a couple that isn't about shagging, I think is really important.
Yeah, I can understand that it would be hashtag triggering for people, for women to hear like, oh, just relax and it will happen. And
totally.
In some ways that it's not as simple as that. And in other ways, it actually is as simple as that. Like I'm thinking back to when I used to teach yoga retreats, and there became like a common phenomenon of people falling pregnant on these retreats.
Yes. And
what was kind of what it made me sort of realize is like, oh yeah, being in an environment where, first of all, you are relaxed, your nervous system is regulated, you're moving in a way that's good, you're eating in a way that's good, and you're having fun. Like you said, you're doing these, like, you know, fun activities together or going on adventures or being in nature, going to waterfalls, whatever it might be. Like that is the perfect container for conception.
It is. And that really, I think more than anything else, that really talks to like the impact that that stress response that we're all just wired into is having on our fertility. And, you know, you do hear about couples that have been trying for a really long time and then they'll go away together or something and they'll conceive, you know.
Or the thing of like people doing 10 IVF cycles and then they finally let go and, you know,
then they
give up and then they conceive. Yeah.
Or they decide to adopt and they like sign the papers and then they don't properly just let go and then they conceive.
There's so many stories like that.
I know, there's so many.
You know what would be really interesting, and I wonder if you have already seen something about this, but the relationship between polyvagal tone and fertility.
I've never seen anything about that, but if anyone's interested in finding out more about that, we also have an episode with Heath Daly, so maybe in season 3, so go back and listen to the episode.
Polyvagal theory is so fascinating to me.
Totally. Yeah, and look, I mean, there would be, because really, like, the vagus nerve,
there has to be.
Oh, it's, I mean, that is the primary nerve. It's before, like, you know, I talk a lot about the endocrine system, which is the glands associated with hormones, thyroid and adrenals, but the vagus nerve is one step before that. And so it's really like the master system that is affecting how reactive we are to stress and how stressed our body is. So of course, you know, working on that is going to have a positive effect on hormone balance. For sure.
So something else I wanted to ask you about, or, you know, put out there, is obviously this course that you've created so lovingly over the last years and years. Obviously, you know, anyone that is interested in conceiving in the mode of, you know, assisted fertility or, you know, balancing hormones, preparing to have a baby, this course is obviously perfect for them. But what I was also thinking about, and this is something that you taught me, you know, when we were first becoming friends, is that our fertility is really, you know, the years that precede conception. Our health in the years preceding conception is what leads to healthy pregnancy and healthy baby. And so this whole idea of fertility as a marker of health, whether you're, you know, trying to conceive right now or not, I feel like this course would actually be amazing for any woman who's looking to become, yeah, ultimately fertile and healthy in that way, really, like, you know, vibrant and vital and glowing, luminous in that
luminous
way.
Yeah,
even if, you know, they're not conceive for like maybe 5 years or 7 years, you know, down the track, to have, it's not like we should, I guess my point is, we don't need to start thinking about fertility, you know, 6 months before we want to have a baby. We need to be thinking about fertility and getting our bodies into this place of optimal health for the sake of it, just to be fertile, even if there's not a baby coming in, you know, on the next full moon.
I mean, the thing is, you know, firstly, in a perfect world, I like to see women, you know, a year before they're thinking about trying, because that's really going to give them the best possible chance to get the nutrient dense foods that they need on board and, you know, really balance their hormones out and, you know, do all of those other things, change their relationship to light and, you know, all of the things that we've already sort of alluded to. So, you know, that is definitely the ideal. And obviously that's not what is commonly happening. I mean, a lot of women, you know, only really decide to start doing something once they're, you know, about to go through their first IVF cycle, or maybe just after a couple of months of trying unsuccessfully to conceive. But absolutely, you know, like I said at the beginning, fertility is just health. When we are fertile, that's our body expressing health. So we should always, always be aiming for optimal fertility. Always. That should be the benchmark that we are working towards. And what that typically looks like is, you know, a roughly a 28-day cycle with a mid-cycle ovulation and minimal symptoms around that. That's like, you know, a sign that I suppose you could look for to see, you know, that you are expressing some degree of health and fertility.
And that's when you're going to feel your best. And,
yes,
you know, be your most radiant, be your most, like, creative and be able to do your work in the world, whatever that might be, to be in relationship in a healthy way. Like, it just, it ripples out into all the aspects of our life when we're healthy.
Definitely, definitely.
So we've mentioned a few times IVF. Do you think this course could support women that are also going through IVF and they're not going, you know, they're not maybe completely going down the natural conception route?
Yeah, it's totally complementary. So, you know, if you're just starting out and thinking about conceiving in 6 months, amazing. But it's as beneficial, if not more, for someone that's, you know, in the throes of assisted reproductive technology, because those, which, you know, I do, probably half of the fertility clients that I work with are IVF. And, you know, the damage, in inverted commas, that that process can have on our body. So, you know, synthetic hormones and all sorts of other drugs. Most women end up feeling pretty rubbish at the end of that, whatever, you know, one cycle, two cycles, three cycles, how many cycles they've done. And so, you know, typically what I see is if you do these things, look after your nutrition and get rid of, you know, toxic foods and chemicals in your environment, and you do all of these like fertility and health supportive things, that your capacity to be resilient in the face of all the IVF stuff will be much better, as well as obviously helping the IVF outcome. So, yeah, amazing. It's absolutely just as applicable for an IVF woman as it is for a woman just wanting to conceive, you know, au naturel, so to speak.
Awesome. So please give us the rundown of the course that you've created.
So I'll spare everybody the details, because if you want the details of my website link to the actual, you know, landing page has every single like module in detail, so you can just go and have a look at it there. But the course is literally just an online version of coaching with me. So there's, I think, 8 modules, which you can do over 8 weeks, or my recommendation is roughly over 16 weeks. And every module is basically a session with me. They're all things that I have over the last 10 years been consistently doing with every single one of the hundreds of women that I've helped to conceive a healthy pregnancy. So they're just all of the things that we've talked about, like when to eat and what to eat and what not to eat and how to manage melatonin and your light relationship and chemical detox and all of those really important things. And it's designed to be done in a way that you can do, you know, you can do it in bite-sized pieces, sort of go take the information, apply it, and then move on to the next thing. And that's how I work with my clients when I coach with them one-on-one. And I've seen so many women be successful. So I just wanted to create something that would enable women all over the world, and maybe women that just don't have the time to come and see me in my office every single week for an hour, that they could have the freedom to have access to all of that information and to apply it into their lives at their sort of time discretion and be able to see those results.
Amazing. I love it. I'm so proud of you. It's such an amazing course. I've been lucky to, you know, preview some of the videos and content, and I can safely say that it's freaking amazing.
Oh, thank you. Well, thanks so much for interviewing me. This was fun.
No worries. Anytime.
And we'll put the links, I'll put the links to the Luminous in the show notes for everybody, and we'll put the other links to the shows that we referenced in this pod as well.
Yeah, perfect. And if you know, if it's not for you, and if you know a friend or a sister or a sister-in-law or, you know, colleague or anyone who might be interested in fertility stuff, then definitely send them Sarah's way.
Hey, it's Amanda, and I'm here to fill you in on where to go to get started on living your best life yet. Paths to You is my online membership where I weave together the teachings of yoga and Ayurveda to guide you back to your true nature, your best self. It's the most affordable way to receive all of my online workshops. There's everything from detoxing and doshas, sleep and sex, women's cycles, and the corresponding yoga practices that go alongside the information shared so that you can truly embody your unique expression of health and vibrancy. There's also a really special 40-day path included that walks you through the inner work of living with more passion, power, and purpose. So to get started with your 7-day free trial, head to the Paths to You website linked in the show notes.
Thank you so much, as always, for listening to the Elevate podcast. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review so we can keep bringing these conversations to you all.